Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, may the peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣施恩保守带领。
And thanks the grace of God for His preservation and also guidance.
我们今天晚上继续查考约翰一书第三章。
And this evening, we'd like to continue to study First John chapter 3.
第三章的主题是做神的真儿女。
And the main topic the main theme over this chapter is to be the true children of God.
它是接续第二章的二十九节。
And this is in continuation of chapter 2, verse 29.
二章二十九节这里说啊。
And over at chapter 2, verse 29, it said,
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him.
神所生的就是神的儿女。
And for those who are born of God, is the children of God.
感谢主，今天我们都受洗归入主的名下。
And thanks the grace of God, all of us are born into the name of Lord Jesus.
我们都是神的儿女。
And we are all children of God.
但是我们要做神真的儿女。
But we have to truly become the children of God.
就是说我们要做一个真信徒啦。
Which means to say that we have to be a true believer.
不是挂名的信徒啦。
We're not a believer by name.
那我就根据我查经的心得哈。
So according to my reflections on my study over the Bible,
根据这个主题哈。
And I'll base on this topic.
分段跟我们一起来讨论。
And I'll break it up into sections for discussion.
三章的第一节到第三节。
And chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
这里谈到神儿女的宝贵。
Over here, it talks about the preciousness of the children of God.
我先读过一次哈。第一节。
And let me first read verse 1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为未曾认识他。第二节
Verse 2.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显现，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。第三节
Verse 3.
凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。这里告诉我们神儿女的宝贵。
Over here it tells us about the preciousness being a child of God.
谈到两个重点。
And there are two important points here.
第一个重点是现在的身份。
And one of which is our current identity.
第二个重点是将来的指望。
And the second critical point is our future hope.
第一节这里说，我们真是神的儿女。
And over at verse 1 it says that we should be called the children of God.
这个就是我们现在的身份。
This is our true identity as of now.
为什么有这样的身份？
And why do we have this kind of identity?
第一节这里说，是父赐给我们何等的慈爱。
And over here it says that behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
神从万人当中
among billions of people
拣选我们成为他的儿女。
We have been chosen as one of his children.
是我们表现得比别人好吗？
Are we saying that we're better in any way comparing to others?
是我们的条件比别人好吗？
Or are we having better criterion than most of others?
我们没有任何条件让主耶稣来拣选我们吗？
There's no, or do we have any other kind of virtues that we have been chosen by God?
什么原因？
What is the reason behind?
就是神的慈爱。
It is all because of the love of God.
所以这里说，这是何等的恩典啊。
Therefore, I am to say that this is the most precious blessings of all.
我们看罗马书八章十四节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
罗马书八章十四节。
Romans 8, verse 14.
八章十四节到十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 14 to 16.
十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。十五节。
Verse 15.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。十六节。
Verse 16.
圣灵与我们的心同证明，我们是神的儿女。这里说我们是神的儿女。
It says over here that we are children of God.
是非常肯定的。
And this is very definitive.
而且是可以证明的。
And also it can be assured.
哦，说我们的心呢，与圣灵啊。一同证明啊。
It says that we receive the Spirit as an of adoption, that we are witnessed by the Holy Spirit.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are the children of God.
所以我们可以称天上的神为阿爸父。
Therefore, we can call our Heavenly Father as Abba Father.
我们知道小孩子遇到什么事情。
And sometimes when our children face problems,
他马上呼叫他的爸爸，爸爸。
They will immediately cry out for their father.
他就很安稳。
And then the children will feel comforted.
他就不会害怕。
And he will no longer be afraid of things.
因为他知道爸爸在。
Because he knew that father is around him.
爸爸可以保护我。
And father can protect him.
爸爸可以解决一切困难。
And father can resolve all kinds of problems.
所以圣经主耶稣告诉我们了。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
我们要回转像小孩一样。
That we have to return.To God, just like a child.
就是那么天真，那么单纯啊。
It's as if so innocent and so pure.
小孩子遇到困难，他会去想说，诶，我爸爸会不会理我啊？
And children, when they face problems, they will only question whether the father will care about him.
诶，这个困难，我爸爸不知道能不能处理呢？
And whether my father can resolve such a problem.
有这样的小孩吗？没有啊。
I don't think the child will think of that way.
他 一到困难，他马上就呼叫他爸爸嘛。
Every time when he faces a problem, he will immediately call for his father.
他知道他爸爸一定会为他处理啦。
And he know that his father will deal with it.
所以你看到，我们可以呼叫阿爸父，是何等的这个身份，何等的宝贵啊。
Therefore, having the privilege to call Abba Father for help is indeed a blessing.
没有信耶稣的人，遇到事情是望天叹息啊。
And for those who are non-believers, when they face problems, they can only look at the sky and woe.
怎么办？
What can they do?
我无能为力。
There's nothing they can help.
所以在那边望天叹息啊。
Therefore, they were looking at the sky sign.
但是我们是望天呼叫阿爸父啊。
But on the other hand, we're looking at the sky, we're looking at the heaven,calling out Abba Father.
所以记住我们随时都可以呼叫我们的阿爸父。
Therefore, remember this: we can always call for Abba Father any moment.
因为我们是天父的儿女啊。
Because we are all the children of God.
是身份何等的宝贵。
The identity that we have is so precious.
这是现在的身份。
And this is the current identity that we have.
好，我们又可以得到将来的指望。
On the other hand, we can also receive a future hope.
我们看回约翰一书哈。
Please return to 1 John.
三章的第二节、第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 2 and 3.
这里说我们将来要像他了。
He says, in the future, we'll be just like him.
必像我们的天父真神一样。
Just like unto our heavenly Father.
这里说，因为我们必得见他的。真体
that we shall see him as he is.
就是说可以复活了。
This means to say that we will revive again.
被我们的真神天父接回天家，面对面呐。
And we'll be received by our heavenly Father to see him face to face.
看到他的真体呀。
And also to see him as he is.
这里说，那为什么我们可以被神接回见他的身体。
Now the question is about why are we able to see him as he is?
第三节就这样说了。
And verse 3 went on and said,
我们有这等指望的人，
and everyone who has this hope，
我们就要洁净自己，
in him purifies himself，
像神洁净一样，
just as he is pure，
这个洁净就是圣洁啦。
A pure also meaning a holy。
希伯来书十二章十四节那里告诉我们。
And over at books of Hebrew chapter 12 verse 4 it said，
人非圣洁就不能见到圣洁的神。
People cannot witness God without holiness。
要圣洁就要自己洁净自己。
And if you want to be holy, you have to purify yourself.
所以将来我们就可以见到神的真体。
And that's how in the future we can see him as he is.
我们看诗篇十七篇十五节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 17, verse 15.
诗篇十七篇十五节。
Psalm chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
这里大卫谈到他心满意足的人生。
So David talked about the fullness of his life that he had.
跟世人的心满意足不一样。
The kind of fullness that he experiences is different from the rest of the people in the world.
十四节就谈到世人的心满意足了。
So over at verse 14, it talks about the fulfillments of people in the world in general.
十四节。
Verse 14.
耶和华啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把财物充满他们的肚腹。他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
With your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in his life and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure, they are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possession for their babes.
所以十四节、十五节是一个强烈的对比。
So over at verse 14 and 15 is a great contrast.
都讲到心满意足。
They both talk about fulfillments in life.
十四节是世上的人他们的心满意足。
Over at verse 14, it talks about the fulfillments of people in general,
就是
that they feel fullness in life.
就是他们有儿女。
That means to say that they are fulfilled by having children.
而且财产很多。
And then are by having a lot of hidden treasures.
而且又能把财产留给他的儿女。
And also they're able to give the inheritance to their children.
这样他就心满意足了。
That's how they feel that they are fulfilled.
但是大卫一个有信仰的人的心满意足是什么？
But a person who believes in the Lord, just like David, what is the difference?
十五节大卫说，至于我，就是我们跟世人不一样。
Over at verse 15, he said, as for me,this statement means that he is different from the rest of the world.
大卫说，我必在意中见你的面，就是现在，现在我就可以见到神的面。
He said, I will see your face in righteousness, which means now I will see your face.
意中就是我们这几天讲的行公义嘛。
Righteousness means to practice righteousness.
行公义就可以与神同行嘛。
So as you practice righteousness, you can walk with the Lord.
就可以住在主里面嘛。
You can live in the Lord.
所以我现在就可以见到神的面。
So now you can see the face of God.
那我醒了，就是说末日复活了，复活就是醒了啦。
So when David said, I wake, awake means that in the future when he resurrects.
我复活的时候可以见到神的形象啦。
When I rise again, I can see the likeness of God again.
这样我就心满意足了。
And this is how I feel that I'm fulfilled.
就是神儿女将来的指望。
And this is the very kind of hope as children of God must have.
但是我们要过着分别为圣的生活。
But then we have to live a life of discerning.
就是要洁净自己。
That we have to purify ourselves.
我们看哥林多后书六章十七节。
Please turn to First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书六章十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17.
十七节十八节。 又说
，verse 17:18，
十七节又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾染不洁的物，我就收纳你们。十八节
，verse 18，
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。这里是天上的神给我们每个人的应许。
So this is the promise that was given by God for everyone.
说他要做我们的父。
He says that he's going to be our Lord.
我们要做他的儿女。
And we will be his children.
那怎么做到这样呢？
And how do we attain that goal?
就是十七节说的。
Which by means of verse 17.
说你们务要从他们中间出来。你们就是指着信耶稣的人。六章十七节，抱歉，我刚刚说七章
哦。Second Corinthians。
哎，对对，我刚刚讲错了呀。
是我听错哦。
六章十七节、十八节啊。好，十七节说，你们务要从他们中间出来。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate。
哦，你们就是神的选民呐。
So you over here, meaning the children of God, the chosen one of God.
他们就是指着世界啦。
So for them, those them means that they are the world.
所以我们要从世界出来。
Therefore, we have to be separated from the world.
出来才能分别嘛。
It is only when you separate yourself from the world can you discern yourself.
如果我们信耶稣的人跟一般世人都一样，没有分别。
If we're just like anyone in the world,
我们就是不一样啊。
Having no difference, we're just different. Period.
分别才能为圣啦。
It is only when you discern yourself, can you be holy.
所以这里说就不会沾染不洁的物。
Therefore, it says here that you do not touch what is unclean.
成为圣洁。
And you will become holy.
神就收纳我们。
And God will receive you.
他要做我们的父。
And he will become our father.
我们要做他的儿女。
And we'll become his children.
好，看七章第一节。
Please read verse chapter 7 verse 1. 哥林多
后书七章第一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。好，既然我们有前面神的应许。
Since we have the promise of God beforehand,
他要做我们的神。
So he's going to become our Lord.
我们要做他的儿女。
And we're going to become his children.
所以我们要洁净自己。
Therefore, we have to purify ourselves.
就要除去身体灵魂一切的污秽。
So first of all, we have to get rid of all kinds of uncleanness in our spirit.
敬畏神。
And we have to be reverent to God.
就得以成为圣洁。
So then we'll become pure, purified.
我们受洗的时候
，as we baptize,
主的宝血洗净我们
，the blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses our sins.
称我们为义嘛，叫做称义嘛。
And therefore we are justified by our faith.
那称义之后，我们要成圣。
So after justification by faith, we will become holy.
所以圣经都会谈到这句话称义成圣。
Therefore, Bible always talk about justification by faith and also become holy.
神洗净我们之后
，So after the Lord cleanses,
我们要保守圣洁。
We have to keep ourselves holy and pure.
这样我们才能领受神的应许。
That's how we can receive the promise of God.
他要做我们的父。
That he will become our father.
我们要做他的儿女。
And will become his sons and daughters.
这是神儿女的宝贵。
And this is a preciousness of being the children of God.
宝贵的身份。
And it's a precious identity.
宝贵的应许。
It's a precious promise.
好，第二大点。
And a second major point.
好，既然我们是神的儿女啊。
And since we're the children of God.
我们就有这个神儿女的表现。
And we need to have the reflection of, we need to reflect the identity as the children of God.
就是要有这个善与义的行为。
Therefore, we, in our actions, we must have righteousness and also kindness.
就是约翰一书三章的第四节到十二节这一段。
So it's over at 1 John chapter 3, verse 4.
我们先看第四节到第六节。
Let's read first from verse 4 to 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法的就是罪。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。第六节。
Verse 6.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。这里说，凡住在主里面的就不犯罪。
So whoever who lives in the Lord, he will never sin.
这里说违背神律法的就是罪。
And for those who has committed sins are those who have gone against God.
住在主里面就不会再犯罪的啦。
And as you abide in him, you will no longer sin.
那可见没有住在主里面就会去犯罪。
Therefore, for those people who does not abide in him will commit sin.
就会去违背神的律法。
And those will be the people who will become lawlessness.
这里说就是罪啦。
And over here it says it's sin.
这里所说的这个犯罪是指习惯性的犯罪。
So over here the sinning that is talking about is chronic.
不是像这二章二章第一节的这个偶然偶然犯罪被归犯所胜。
And this kind of sinning is different from what is recorded at chapter 2 verse 1 which only talk aboutoccasional sinning.
而是说他一直活在罪中。
What essentially what is talking about over here is that people who continuously live in sin.
第五节这里说主的显现就是要除掉人的罪。
So over at verse 5 it says that the appearance of God manifested is to take away our sins.
既然主都除掉我们的罪了，我们怎么还继续再犯罪呢？
So if God has already taken away our sins, why are we still sinning?
第六节这里说
Therefore, it says over at verse 6.
凡犯罪的就是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
Whoever sins has neither seen him, nor know him.
那可见，他说他是神的儿女。
Therefore, it clearly says over here that for a person who is the children of God,
看他的行为就不是
And by looking at the person, his deeds, his behavior, you know that it's not.
因为住在主里面的就不会再继续犯罪
Because simply by saying that for those who abide in him will never sin.
所以我们要有这个善行跟义行
Therefore, we must have kindness in the things that we do. We must also have righteousness in the things that we do.
好，继续看第七节到第十节。
Let's continue reading from verse 7 to 10.
第七节。
Verse 7.
小子们不要被人诱惑。行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。第八节。
Verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。第九节。
Verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪。因为他是由神生的。第十节。
Verse 10.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。这一段告诉我们。
So the entire passage is telling us.
凡从神生的。
For those who are born of God.
就不会再继续犯罪。
Those were the people that cannot sin.
所以这里告诉我们。
So it says over here.
行义的才是义人。
It is only those who practice righteousness are the righteous.
就好像主的义一样。
And just like into the righteousness of God.
所以这里说不要被人诱惑了。
So we should not be tempted by others.
哦，那可见当时的信徒啊，就是被这些异端的学说哈诱惑了。
So a lot of people over that period of time, they have been tempted by heresies.
哦，当时的异端啊，就说哈啊这个哈啊这个物质啊是邪恶的。
So the heresies of those days were to say material things are evil.
哦，所以肉体也是属物质嘛。
Therefore, our physical body is also of the material.
啊，所以人肉身的行为与犯罪哈。乃是比啊，乃是那个啊必然的关系啦。
Therefore, it's a definite consequence for someone to sin because we all bear the physical body per se.
这不影响人的得救啦。
And that will not affect one's salvation.
哦，因为我们在主里已经得救了。
Because in the Lord, we're already saved.
啊，你在做什么也不会影响你得救。
Regardless of whatever you do, you will be saved.
啊，其实这是那当时那些人他们找了犯罪的借口啦。
But as a matter of fact, they're just looking for an excuse for the sins that they have committed in those days.
啊，其实这种哦，他们的表现呢。
And also, in fact, the way they conduct themselves.
哦，就显明出他们不是神的儿女了。
It reveals that they are not the children of God.
哦，因为第六节说，住在神里面的他就不犯罪嘛。
Because over six it says that whoever abides in him does not sin.
啊，这些人继续不断在犯罪啊。
But then all these people, they kept on sinning.
那可见他不住在神里面，他不是神的儿女啊。
Therefore, you could say that they never abide in Him. They never lives within the Lord.
第十节这里说啊，从啊这个行为就可以看出来啊。
So over verse 10, according to verse 10, according to whatever his behavior, whatever he did, you could tell if he's the children of God.
啊，谁是神的儿女？
So who is the children of God.
哦，谁是魔鬼的儿女啊？
And who are the children of devil?
哦，那神的律法就是一个判别的依据哦。
Therefore, the law of God is to discern all these.
哦，所以三章第四节这样说了。哦，犯罪的就是违背律法。
So over at chapter 3, verse 4, it says, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
所以判别的标准就是神的话。
The basis of judgment is the word of God.
啊，不是用人的话。
It is not through the words of man.
哦，所以当时的这些异端学说就说，哎，没有啊，物质是邪恶，肉体也是邪恶的啊。
So in those days, the heresies is about the physical body is evil in itself, and all material things is evil in itself.
啊，邪恶的这个肉体啊，当然犯罪那是必然的状况啊。
And because it's evil, then it's quite natural for the physical body to commit sin anyway.
啊，这里说神的儿子哈，就是耶稣基督显现出来。
So over here it talks about the Lord Jesus appeared to the children of God.
哦，就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
It is to get rid of the acts of devil.
所以我们要防止哈自己犯罪的啊这个治本的方法。我们要防止自己犯罪。
We must prevent ourselves from sinning.
哦，那个根本的方法。
And the most basic steps that we can take.
哦，就是要倚靠和顺服啊，能除灭魔鬼罪恶的主耶稣基督啦。
Which is to submit ourselves and also abide to the ways that we can fight against the temptation of devil.
因为基督的显现就是要除灭魔鬼的作为嘛。
Because the manifestation of the Lord is to get rid of the acts of devil.
哦，所以第九节哈，他再重复一次。
And over at verse 9, we repeat again.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Why is that?
因为神的道存在他心里。
Because the words of God remain just like a seed in him.
神的道理就是判别的标准。
So the words of God serve as a basis of judgment.
神的话让我们有这个不但有智慧，而且有能力去拒绝罪恶，胜过罪恶。
And the words of God allows us to have the ability, as well as the wisdom, to fend away sins.
那关键来了。
And then now comes to the critical point.
怎么将神的话存在我们心里？
How do we save the words of God in our heart?
神的话不会自然就存在我们心里啊。
The words of God can never exist in our heart naturally.
就好像我都不吃饭，我都不动，啊，我就会饱哦。
Just like to me myself, if I don't eat at all, can I be full at all?
妈妈把饭煮好，儿子哈自己也要拿起来自己吃吧。
Even your mother were to cook for you, you will have to get the food and eat them.
神的话都在这本圣经里面嘛。
And the words of God is in this Bible.
我们自己要看神的话。
Therefore, we have to read the words of God.
好像这个先知一样啊。
Just like into
耶利米先知这样说了。
The prophets and prophet Jeremiah said.
他说他得到神的话，就把它当作食物哦，吃进去了。
He said when he received the words of God, he treated just like bread, and he would just eat it.
神的道在他里面哦，哇，这个非常的甘甜呢。
And the words of God taste very sweet in him.
好，怎么将神的话存在心里呢？
So how can we save the words of God in us?
看哥罗西书三章十六节。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 3:16.
哥罗西书三章十六节。
Colossians 3:16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感。歌颂神，这里
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
这里告诉我们怎么将神的道理存在心里。
So it's telling us a method here how we can save the words of God in our heart.
这里说当用各样的智慧。
He says we must use in all wisdom.
感谢主哦，我们这一次的举办圣经讲习会，就是我们运用各样的智慧，要把神的道存在心里啊。
Therefore, thanks the grace of God, everyone here is trying to save the words of God in all wisdom.
所以我们要多多参加聚会啊。
Therefore, we have to attendchurch services often.
听道理啊。
And we have to listen to the words of God.
我们在我们自己家里面也有读经的生活，读经的进度啊。
And at home, we do have Bible study schedules that we can follow.
还是说教会有举办各样的这个讲习会。
Or perhaps the church will hold different kinds of seminars.
就是用各种智慧、各种方法将神的道存在心里。
Therefore, with all kinds of wisdom that the Lord or the words of God will be saved in our heart.
然后又会彼此教导。
And also, we can also edify one another.
我教导你，你教导我。
And I were to teach you, and you were to teach me.
又会用神的道理互相来劝诫。
And then we can encourage one another through the words of God.
这里说我们这个彼此之间这个心就会被神的恩典所感动。
So among of us, we will be touched by the grace of God.
我们就会歌颂神。
And then we will sing and praise the Lord.
感谢神，神的道理实在太美好了。
And we thank the Lord for the fact that His word is so precious.
神的道理让我们取之不尽，用之不竭。
And the words of God. It's so endless that we can never come to an end using His word.
只要我们用心读。
As long as we put our hearts to read it.
你今天读。
And you read it today.
跟明天读。
And you read it tomorrow.
那种感动会不一样。
The kind of inspiration that you have may be different.
今年看这一段。
And today you may read this passage.
明年再看这一段话。
And next year, the same time as you read the same passage once again,
那种感受感动会不一样。
The kind of feel or the kind of touch that you have may be different.
因为神的话是永远长新。
Because the words of God is so everlasting, it will always dwell in you.
神的话不管是哪个时候哪个时代都可以符合我们的需要。
And the words of God is always relevant to any one of us at any given time.
你看国家的法律哦，要时常哦，都透过国会那些议员啊哈，要去修改，要不然就啊跟不上时代啦。
If you look at a country, the government always have to change their law through their legislative body to reflect the needs of the time.
哦，现在没办法符合我的需要啦。
If now it's not going to fulfill the demands of the society.
神的话可以满足每一个人的需要。
But the words of God can fulfill everyone's demand.
不管哪个时代，不管哪个人。
Regardless of anyone you are or any time that you are at.
哦，所以神的话存在我们心里。
Therefore, the words of God dwell in us.
哦，我们就不会继续去犯罪。
And will no longer sin against him.
哦，所以圣经说，从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
Therefore, the Bible says that from now on, you will reveal if you, whether you are the children of God or you are the children of the devil.
哦，行义和爱弟兄的。
And for those who practice righteousness and for those who love their brethren.
就是神儿女的特质。
And it is a very characteristics of children of God.
不行义的，不爱弟兄的。
And for those who do not practice righteousness and for those who do not love their brothers.
就是魔鬼的儿女。
And they are the children of the devil.
我们继续看第三大段。
And please continue to read the third section.
神儿女的爱心。
And the love of the children of God.
十一节到十八节这一段。
From verse 11 to 18.
我们先看十一节。
Let's read verse 11 first.
十一节，我们应当彼此相爱。这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。这里说神的儿女的爱心就是要遵行神的命令。
Therefore, the love of children is to obey the commands of God.
要我们彼此相爱。
We have to love one another.
因为这是从起初所听见的命令。
And because this is what we have heard from the beginning.
约翰福音十三章三十五节那里告诉我们。
Over at the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 35, it said,
我们若有彼此相爱的心,
If we have the heart of loving one another,
众人从此就看出我们就是主的门徒了。
And people will see that we are the follower of the Lord Jesus.
爱就是基督徒的一个标志。
So love is the mark of a Christian.
怎么让人家看出我们是神的儿女？
How can we allow others to see Jesus in us?
我们是主的门徒。
Or whether we are the disciples of the Lord.
就是让人家看到我们彼此相爱的心啊。
It is when people observe the fact that you love one another within the Lord, that people can tell that you are the disciples of Lord Jesus.
人家可以看得到。
There are people who can witness what you do.
代表我们的行为，我们的生活就是这样啊。
Which means that that's how we live our life every day.
所以他看得到嘛。
And that's the reason why people can see it.
他看得到，他就为我们证实说，哎呀，信耶稣的人确实就是这样啊。
If people can see it, then they can be our witness as we are the true Christians.
神真的是爱啦。
Because a true God is love.
因为他们就过着彼此相爱的生活了。
Because they live a life of love.
好，我们继续看十二节到十五节。
Please continue reading verse 12 to 15.
要除掉憎恨。
It says over here that we have to get rid of hatred.
除掉憎恨心中才会有爱嘛。
When you get rid of hatred in you, can you have love?
十二节到十五节。
Then from verse 12 to 15.
十二节，不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。十三节。
Verse 13.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。十四节。
Verse 14.
我们因爱弟兄，就晓得已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍然住在死中。十五节。
Verse 15.
还恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。这一段告诉我们哈，要除掉憎恨。
So over here that it tells us that we have to remove hatred in us.
不可像该隐一样。
We should not be just like Cain.
因为该隐是属那恶者。
Because Cain is of the wicked.
杀了他的兄弟。
And he murdered his own brother.
前面十一节不是说要彼此相爱吗？
Over at verse 11, it tells us that we have to love one another.
这是神给我们的命令嘛。
And that is the commandments of God for us.
但为什么会杀了他的兄弟？
But why did this person kill his own brother?
因为他就是没有爱啊。
Because he has no love.
他就是属那恶者啊，是恶者的这个儿女啊。
And he's of the wicked one, and he is of the children of the devil.
创世纪四章第三节到第八节就记载这一段的事迹呀。
And over at the book of Genesis chapter 4, it records about this incident.
因为这个该隐的行为是恶的啦。
Because the conduct of Cain was evil.
他的兄弟亚伯的行为是善的。
And then his brother Abel, who's good.
说有一天他们两个人在献祭。
And one day they were making offerings to God.
结果这个神验中的这个亚伯的祭物。
So then the Lord has received, has accepted the offering of Abel.
没有这个看中这个该隐的祭物。
And he did not, the Lord did not take into heart the offerings that Cain has made.
该隐就发怒，大大的生气。
And Cain was furious and he was angry.
神还提醒他
And God still reminded him.
你为什么发怒呢？为什么生气呢？
Why are you angry?
如果你行得好
If you have done good.
岂不蒙悦纳呢？
And won't you be accepted?
如果你行得不好
And if you did not do anything good.
你要小心
You have to be careful.
这个罪已经伏伏在你的这个门边了
And you must look at all these by your side.
他要恋慕你
And then he's going to fall in love with you.
你却要制服他
And you have to try to control it.
为什么神没有看中这个该隐的祭物？
So why did God not accepting the offerings that Cain has made?
不是神看中的不是这个祭物本身
It is not about the offerings that Cain had.
这个亚伯是献他所这个养的这个牛羊嘛为祭物。
Because Cain had this Abel has made an offering out of those livestock that he has raised.
那个该隐就献他这个土产他在这个田里面所种的这些东西为祭物献给神。
And Cain has taken all those harvests that he has gathered from the field to offer to God.
不是说哇，这个亚伯献的比较贵重，比较好这个该隐他献的是这个田里的出产比较没有贵重，比较不好。
It is not to say that the item of offerings that Abel made was any better materially than that of Cain.
在上这个宗教教育的课程的时候，有一次老师问小朋友那个幼年班的小朋友。
So there was once that RE teacher were questioning the children in the class about this question.
小朋友，你们知道神为什么看中亚伯的祭物，没有看中该隐的祭物呢？
So the teacher were asking the children, why do you think that God has accepted the offering of Abel, not Cain's?
一个小朋友马上就举手，老师我知道。
So one of them quickly raised his hand and said, I know why.
老师说好，请回答。
And the teacher said, please answer.
那个小朋友说，因为天上的神喜欢吃烤肉，不喜欢吃蔬菜。
Because our God in heaven loves this barbecue meat over this vegetables.
小孩子是天真的啦。
And then children are actually very innocent.
这个就是小孩子可爱的地方了。
And this is how adorable that children is.
哦，老师就跟他解释，不是啊，天生的人喜欢吃烤肉了。
And the teacher said and explained that the God in heaven is not because he preferred a grilled meat.
哦，原因是哦，这个行为啦，该隐的行为不好。
And the reason behind the offering that is not accepted is because of his conduct.
哦，啊，他因为这件事情哦，就记恨啊，记恨。
And because of that, that he has hatred.
哦，他的兄，他的兄弟。
So he murdered his brother.
哦，到最后就把哦他的兄弟哦这个该隐哦把他杀死了。
And that's the reason why he killed his brother.
好，我们看回来哈。这个约翰一书三章的啊，三章的十四节了哈。
First John chapter 3 verse 14。
十四节。
Verse 14。
啊，十三节，抱歉哈。
Verse 13。
十三节，弟兄们，啊，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。诶，前面是讲哦，这个该隐哈恨亚伯了。
So the previous verse is talk about how Cain。Hated his brother Abel.
啊，这边说哦，世人会恨我们呐。
So over here it says that do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you.
啊，如果世人恨我们哦，这里告诉我们，哎，不要以为稀奇。
So if the world were to hate you, do not be marvel.
为什么？因为世人啊的行为是恶的嘛。
Why is that? Because the deeds of people of the world.Or the acts of the people in the world is evil.
因为他们不认识神。
They do not know God.
因为他们不接受神。
They do not accept God.
啊，不相信神。
They do not believe in God.
所以相对的恨神以及恨神的儿女。
Therefore, relatively speaking, they hate the children of God. They do not believe in the children of God.
我们看约翰福音十五章。
So please turn to Gospel of John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章十八节。
John chapter 15 verse 18。
约翰福音十五章十八节，十九节。
John 15 verse 18 and 19。
十八节，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。十九节。
Verse 19。
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。因为你们不属自世界，乃是我从世界当中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。哦，答案揭晓了了哈。
So the answer is over here.
哦，所以世人恨我们哈，不要以为稀奇。
So do not be marvel if the world were to hate you.
哦，主耶稣这样说。
And the Lord Jesus said.
哦，恨你们以前啊，已经恨我了。
That if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we are of the Lord.
我们不是属世界。
We're not of the world.
如果我们属世界，世界就不会恨我们，会爱我们呐。
If we were to be of the world, then the world will never hate us.
就是因为我们不属世界，所以世界才恨我们。
And the reason why the world is hating us is because we were not of the world.
哦，因为神从世界当中把我们拣选出来。
And the Lord God has already chosen us out of so many people in the world.
哦，这是要相对的这个哦，该隐哦恨啊这个亚伯来讲的了哈。
So relatively speaking, if you were talking about Cain and Abel, the kind of hate they had.
但是该隐跟亚伯是兄弟呢。
But then, Cain and Abel, they are siblings.
哦，他该隐不是世人呢，但是他的行为是属世的呢。
But Cain, wasn't the people of the world. But then, whatever he did was just worldly.
其实这一段也是在告诉我们，我们是弟兄姐妹呢。
So over here, it also applies to us that we are all brothers here.
哦，我们不是外面的世人呢。
And we're not the people of the world.
怎么可以来恨神的儿女？我们都是神的儿女呀。
But how can we hate the children of God? Because we are all children of God.
我们应该彼此相爱才对啊。
And we must love one another.
好，我们看回来，约翰福音。
Please return to Gospel of John.
约翰一书哈，约翰一书。
Please return to First John.
三章的十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
14节.
Verse 14.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经是出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死中。哦，所以这里说哈。
So over here it says.
有爱心的就已经出死入生了。
And for those, who have love, have passed from death to life.
没有爱心的就会哈，没有爱心就是恨，要置人于死。
So for those who does not have love, they wanted other people to die.
但是有爱心的是出死哈啊入生哦。
And for those people who have love are those people who have passed from death to life.
哦，就是活出生命了。
Which is to be renewed in their life.
好，继续看十四节下半部说哈。
Let's continue reading the latter portion of verse 14.
没有爱心的能住在死中。
It says here, he who does not love his brother abides in death.
就是说他没有生命。
Which means to say that he has no life.
虽然他已经受洗了。
Even though he was baptized.
但是已经受洗了，他没有住在主里面。
But even though he was baptized in the Lord, but he has never dwelt in the Lord.
神就是爱嘛。
Because God is love.
住在主里就是在爱中嘛。
And to dwell in the Lord means that you dwell in the love of God.
所以这边说没有在爱中的能住在死中。
So over here it says, he who does not love his brother abides in death.
是没有生命表现的。
There's no reflections of life.
看启示录三章第一节。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 1.
第一节，你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实你是死的。第二节
，Verse 2，
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我看见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的。这里说到撒迪教会
，And over here it talks about the church in Sardis。
这个当中的许多的这个信徒啊
，And there are many believers。
是有名无实的信徒。
And they are just believers by name, but they are not truly believers.
暗明他是活的。
And by name, they are alive.
明就是基督徒啊。
And they are called as Christians.
明表面就是神的儿女啊。
On the appearance, they are the children of God.
但是其实是死的。
But in reality, they are dead.
就是有名无实啊。
Which means that they live by their name, but they're actually dead.
有基督徒之名，但是没有基督徒的行为。
They bear the name of Christian, but they don't live as a Christian.
马太福音七章二十一节那里告诉我们。
And over at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21, it tells us.
主耶稣说。
And the Lord Jesus said.
不是凡称呼我主、我主、我的人都能进天国。
So it's not those who call Abba Father can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
It is only who abide by the will of the Lord can enter into heaven.
会称呼我主我主，代表他有信主嘛。
And for those who call out Lord, Lord are those who believe in the Lord.
但是不能都进天国。
But they shall not all enter into the kingdom of heaven.
是要有行为遵行神的旨意才能进去的。
It is such that they must obey and submit themselves to the commands of God.
会称呼我主我主了，代表他有那个名嘛，他是基督徒嘛。
For those who call out Lord, Lord are the one who are Christians.
按名是活的。
And on by name, they're alive.
其实是死的。
But in reality, they are dead.
因为他们的行为在神面前没有一样是完全的。
Because their action is never perfect in front of God.
欧美国家是基督教国家嘛，哈。
In the Western world, Christianity is the basis.
大部分人都是基督徒嘛。
Majority of people are Christians.
但是听说很多人这个基督徒一辈子去教堂三次而已啦。
But I heard a lot of people actually go to the church three times a year.
哪三次？
Which are the three times?
第一次到教堂受洗啊。
And first time they go to church for baptism.
哦，第二次到教堂结婚啊。
The second time they go to church for their own wedding.
第三次到教堂办丧礼啊。
And the third time they go to the church for their own funeral.
这样是基督徒吗？
Is that so-called Christian?
对啊，他的名，他确实是基督徒啊。
Of course, they are by name Christians.
啊，但是这种行为是基督徒吗？
But is their conduct or the way they, the things they do, show that they are Christians?
哦，有名无实的基督徒。
They only live by name, but they, in reality, they are not Christian per se.
哦，所以哦，没有爱心的能住在始终啊。
Therefore, for those who do not have love, they will still live in.Death.
因为没有活出生命啊。
Because they have never lived their life.
我们看回来，约翰一书三章的十五节。
And please return to 1 John chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。好，他又回到哈前面。该隐杀他的弟兄嘛。
So now we're returning to this issue of Cain killing his brother.
啊，为什么会杀他的弟兄？
So why did he kill his brother?
就是恨啊。
It is all because of hate.
啊，为什么会恨？
And why did he hate his brother?
就是嫉妒啦。
It's all because of jealousy.
啊，就是不会检讨自己，都是检讨别人啊。
He wasn't able to examine himself in the first place. He always blamed on others.
为什么神悦纳你的祭物，没有悦纳我？
And why did God accept your offering, not mine?
都嘛是你啊。
It is all because of you.
没有你，神就悦纳我的祭物嘛，类似这样嘛。
Without you, God will just accept my offering.
啊，竟然怪罪别人，没有检讨自己。
And then he is only pointing his fingers at others, rather than examining himself.
所以对他的弟兄就有恨。
That's the reason why he has hatred, in his brother.
哦，所以十五节说，凡恨弟兄的，就是杀人的。
So at verse 15 it says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer.
意思就是告诉我们说，如果心中有记恨的话，要赶快把那个恨拿掉。
This is telling us that if there's any kind of hate in you, please remove it right away.
不然到最后就是像该隐一样会杀人。
Otherwise, you will be just like Cain. Eventually, you will kill someone.
哦，所以他是做一个预防性的的一个教导。
So this is a preventive measure.
哦，不是说你不要杀人，不要杀人，不是这样。你不要恨人，你就不会杀人。
So it is not telling you not to kill, not to murder, but rather it's telling you not to hate first, because as long as you don't have hate, you will not begin to think about killing someone.
哦，所以圣经的教导都是事先预防性的教导。
So the teachings in the Bible is always preventive.
哦，这里。说好，凡杀人的就没有永生存在他里面，不能得救了。
Therefore, it says here, you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
因为杀人就是犯罪啊。
Because when you murder someone, you commit sin.
马太福音五章。
Please turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章二十一节、二十二节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21 verse
22, 五章二十一节，你们
Chapter 5 verse 21,
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说，不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。二十二节
，verse 22,
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判；凡骂弟兄是加拉的。难免公会的审判，凡骂弟兄是魔力的，难免地狱的火。这里是主耶稣的登山宝训。
So, these are the sermons of the mount, from the Lord Jesus.
这两节是主耶稣在论仇恨。
So these two verses, the Lord Jesus is addressing.Hatred.
主耶稣先讲到旧约的十诫。
So first of all, the Lord Jesus talked about the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
说吩咐古人的话说不可杀人。
And he says that he commanded people not to murder.
但是主耶稣进一步哦。
But then Jesus go on and said.
二十二节。
Over verse 2.
只是我告诉你们，主耶稣讲的更超越。
So it is surpassing the first point of not to murder. So he said, but I say to you.
叫我们不要向弟兄动怒。
That whoever is angry with his brother.
你动怒，你生气，生气到最后你会动手呢。动怒会动手呢。
You will be angry till the point where you wanted to hit someone.
还骂弟兄是加拉的。
So for those people who call his brother Raca.
加拉就是笨蛋。
So Raca means a fool.
骂人家笨蛋。
If you were to call someone fool.
他是神的儿女。
So he is the children of God.
那神的儿女，你怎么把他骂成笨蛋？啊，不是神笨蛋吗？不是你骂神笨蛋吗
？So if you were to call the children of God as a fool, you're actually calling God a fool.
所以我们不要随便骂神的儿女笨蛋，然后等于骂神呢。
So do not call any of the children of God a fool, because you are actually calling the Lord or calling God a fool.
还骂弟兄是魔力的。
And for those who call their brethren as fool,
魔力就是魔鬼。
So, or to call them as Satan,
骂人家笨蛋魔鬼。
Or call them a fool or a Satan.
你看，主耶稣进一步就是说，我们心中不要有恨。
So the Lord Jesus said that we should not have hatred in us.
你心中有恨哦，你看你嘴巴就会讲出来，你就会骂人家嘞，还诅咒人家嘞。
If you have hatred in you, you will curse someone.
到最后就动手嘞。
And eventually you will try to hit him.
动嘴之后就动手了啦。
And first you will just say it, and the second thing to follow, you will just hit someone.
那就犯罪了啦。
And then you will commit sin.
所以主耶稣说哈，要进一步哦。
And the Lord Jesus said that we need to be take a step forward.
预防胜于治疗了哈。
So preventive measure is better than cure.
好，我们看回来讲义哈。我们的这个约翰一书第三章哈，十六节到十九节。
So let's return to 1 John chapter 3 verse 16 to 19.
要实践哈，舍己的爱。
So then we need to lay down our love for our brother.
好，十六节。
Verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道为何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。十七节。
Verse 17.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？十八节。
Verse 18.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。十九节。
Verse 19.
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神里面可以安稳。这一段说要实践舍己的爱。
So over here it says that we need to practice or lay down our love for our brother.
以基督的爱为榜样。
So that to serve the examples of the Lord Jesus as ours.
因为基督为爱我们，为我们舍命。
Because Christ has laid down his life for us.
所以告诉我们说，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Therefore, it tells us that we need to also lay down our life for the brother.
不是像前面那个该隐。
It's just not like Cain.
该隐不是为他弟兄舍命，是要他弟兄的命。
Cain did not lay down his life for his brother, but rather he took his brother's life.
完全相反呢。
It is just in the opposite.
有爱的人会为弟兄舍命。
A person who has love, he will lay down his life for his brother.
没有爱的人心中有恨的人。
A person who has no love, a person who has only hatred in him,
是要弟兄的命。
Will be the person who will take away his brother's life.
所以叫我们要以基督的爱为榜样。
Therefore, we have to take the example of the Lord Jesus as ours.
好，十七节、十八节就告诉我们爱需要有具体的实践。
So over at verse 17 and 18, we need to truly have actions and deeds.
叫我们不要塞住这个连续的心。
So that we will not shut up our heart from them.
好，这段里面就告诉我们怎么来实践爱。
So it is telling us here, how can we practice in love?
第一种爱。
And first kind of love.
就是言语和舌头上的相爱。
It's the kind of love in words and tongue.
第二种爱。
And the second kind of love.
就是行为上的相爱。
It's the kind of love that is manifested in deed and in truth.
第三种爱。
And the third kind of love.
就是诚实上的相爱。
It is the love in truth.
第四种爱。
And the fourth kind of love.
就是真理中的相爱。真理中的相爱。
It is the love in truth.
好，看十八节哈。
Let's read verse 18.
小子们我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上。
My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue.
这告诉我们说这个相爱也要在言语跟舌头上。
So it tells us that our love, the way that we manifest our love can be in words or in tongue.
但是不要一直停留在言语跟舌头上，不是说不要言语舌头是他是说不只要
But your love can not just stay at the stage of saying, talking about.
比如说我们看到弟兄姐妹他满面愁容。
And take for instance, if we look at our brothers, someone may be looking very anxious.
他很忧愁。
And the person is so worried.
有爱的人会去安慰他。
And a person who has love will try to comfort him or her.
你怎么了？我发现你好像闷闷不乐。
What happened to you? I find that you're kind of troubled.
你有什么事吗？
Do you have anything trouble you?
你讲出来我们大家如果我可以帮忙你的，我来帮忙你。
And perhaps you want to talk about it. Maybe I can help you in any way.
如果我没有那个能力帮忙你，我为你祷告。
If I cannot help you, I'll pray for you.
你看这个就是爱
And you could see that this is the kind of love.
所以圣经不是说不要在舌头言语上，也是需要，但是他是说不止在这个言语舌头上
The Bible never says that you cannot talk about love, but rather you have to speak about it.
然后下来就是要有行为上的相爱。
But then, in terms of deeds, you must also have love.
十八节这个继续说总要在行为和诚实上。
In the latter half of verse 18, it says, "But in deed and in truth."
不要一直挂在嘴边而已啦。
You should not only do lip service.
爱要把它做出来。
You have to practice.
不只是讲出来。
You're not only talking about it.
要实际的行为。
You must have real action and love.
爱不只是名词。
So love is not by name.
爱也不是形容词而已。
And love is not only an adjective.
爱是动词。
But rather, love is a verb in itself.
而且是现在进行式。
And also, it is a present.
爱不是过去式，也不是未来式
It is in present form that you are actually practicing.
我已经做过了嘛，
So you have already done it.
还是说我以后再做
？Or perhaps you will say that I will do it someday down the road.
我现在就要做。
But now I will do it.
而且永远要做。
And I'll do it forever.
就是现在进行式，它是动词啊。
Which means that I will continuously doing it, and which is a verb in an action.
我们看雅各书
Please turn to Book of James.
雅各书二章十五节、十六节
James chapter 2, verse 15 and 16.
雅各书二章十五节、十六节
James chapter 2,
十五节
verse 15.
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身肉体，又缺了日用的饮食，十六节。你们中间有人对他说：“平平安安的去吧，愿你穿得暖，吃得饱，却不给他身体所需用的， 这有什么益处呢？哎，这个爱就是只挂在嘴边呐。
So this is the kind of love is merely lip service.
哦，啊，但是不是说这样说不啊不对啦
？I'm not saying that it's totally wrong.
但是他一直只是这样说而已。
But then this person is just only talking about it.
他有看到。
And he saw it.
哦，弟兄姐妹有需要。
And he saw the needs of brothers and sisters.
哇，缺乏日用的饮食。
And they're lacking of their everyday needs.
哦，啊，哦，又没有衣服穿，好，赤身肉体。
And they were naked. They did not have clothes to put on.
哦，啊，却没有给他实际上的需要。
But then this person did not actually provide whatever they needed.
只是给他祝福说，哎呀，愿你吃得饱，愿你穿得暖。
What they did was by saying, "Depart in peace, be warm and filled."
这还需要我们讲吗？
That is.
他也知道要吃得饱，穿得暖啊。
Do we need to actually say that?
但是他就没得吃，没得穿啊。
They need to be warm. They need to be filled. But that's what they need.
啊，其实这里说哈，其实这个我们都做得到了。
As a matter of fact, this is the things that we can all do.
我们打开衣橱，很多衣服我们从买到现在都还没有穿过，有没有？
There are a lot of clothes in our closet that we never put on. They're still new.
很多衣服也老旧了，有些时候我们都丢掉了。
And there are a lot of old clothing that we just threw away.
所以他没有衣服穿，我们家里一两件拿给他穿。没问题呢。
If the person does not have clothes to put on, we can just give some of ours.
没有东西吃。
And if they don't have any food to eat.
我们要让他三餐可以吃到温饱这里我们也可以做得到了。
So if we can allow him to have three meals a day.
我们有一句话说救急不救穷他现在的急老实讲，我们可以帮忙。
There's a Chinese saying that we're only saving people who are in urgency rather than in poverty.
圣经不是强迫说我们做不到的你要去做。
Bible is not forcing you to do anything that is out of your means.
那我们做得到的我们要去做。
But rather, the things that is attainable that we have to do.
看到我们能做到什么程度嘛。
And we need to see that how much that we can do to the maximum.
所以不要只在言语跟舌头上。
So do not just stay at a status of talking.
要在行为上。
And it must be practiced in our deeds.
再来有行为要加上，要在诚实上。
And also, if we have deeds, we must have honesty.
这个行为是不是诚实的？
Whether this kind of deed is honest in itself.
是真的是不是出于爱？
If it's this.Deed is truly done all of love.
社会上有些人他也是捐钱呢，去帮助孤儿啊，去铺桥造路啊，有没有？
There are a lot of people in the society. They donate to charity to help the orphans or help the unfortunate.
他真的有这个行为，有这个动作吗？
And true, they have such a charitable act.
但是他是诚实的吗？
But are they honest per se?
他真的是出于爱心吗？
Are they really doing it out of their
true love? 有些人是为了出名，你看我这样捐钱就可以上电视，就可以上报纸啊。
And some people just trying to be famous because once they do the donation, they will be on the punchline.
所以他的帮助人这个善行不是出于爱，是为了他的名声、他的地位。
The fact that they are doing this charitable act is for them to gain reputation.
虽然有行为，但是他不诚实。
They may have that kind of deed, but it's not honest.
看罗马书十二章第九节。
And please turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书十二章第九节。
Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
第九节，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。这里说叫我们爱人不可虚假。
It says over here, let love be without hypocrisy.
那可见有些人爱人是虚假的。
So which means to say that there are actually people who are hypocrites in their love.
这个讲话非常客气。
And they were very apologetic when they say things.
好像有句话说人前握手，但是背后给你下毒手。
And just like a Chinese saying that they may be shaking your hand.In front of you, but they're stabbing your back.
这个表面上说我很爱你呢，我很爱你呢。
On appearance, they may say that I love you so much.
但是背后说去死啦。
But at the back of you, they may curse you death.
嘴巴讲的跟心里面不一样。
And then they could have done something that is vastly different from what they have proclaimed.
这个就叫做虚假。
This is the kind of hypocrisy that we're talking about.
啊，他有没有做出来？有啊，很虚假嘛。
Did he do anything? But it's purely hypocrisy.
就好像新约时代啊，主耶稣讲到那个法利赛人啊。
Just like the New Testament, the Pharisees, that the Lord Jesus said.
马太福音六章开始啊。
And right from Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and on.
哦，主耶稣说，你们这个假冒为善的人啊，有祸啦。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Woe to those who are hypocrites."
哦，说这个法利赛人要行善的时候敲锣打鼓嘞。
So the Pharisees, when they do something good, sound the drums.
哦，这个行善哦，故意坐在人的面前啊。
And then they were trying to show off of the good deeds that they have done unto others.
哦，啊，他的行善是出于爱心吗？不是。
And it's the kind of love or the kind of charitable act they have done is out of love.
他行在人的面前，就是故意要让人家看见。
The reason why they have practiced it in front of so many people is to be visualized by people.
哦，你好棒嘞，你很有爱心嘞。
And people may applaud to him that you have so much love in you.
哦，他们的东西是这样啊。
So that's how they practice.
哦，所以主耶稣说哦，他们是假冒为善的人。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus called them as hypocrites.
演戏，假冒为善的意思就是演戏啦。
So hypocrites means that they're actors.
啊，演戏就是假的，不是真的啊。
Being an actor means that you're acting. Nothing is real.
哦，再来哈，我们的爱要在真理当中的爱。
And our love must be within, must be practiced within the truth.
啊，我们看约翰二书第三节。
Please turn to
约翰二书第三节。
Second John chapter 3, verse 3.
第三节，愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上必常与你们同在。
Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father in truth and love.
这里说我们的爱心要在真理上面。
And over itHere it tells us that our love must base in truth.
这才是真实的爱。
That is so-called real love, true love.
要不然有些时候我们会用人为的爱。
Otherwise, we could have used the love of man.
还是说有些时候我们的爱会被人家利用，还是被人家糟蹋？
Or at times our love may be misused by others or may be abused by someone.
哦，所以爱是有所分别的。
Therefore, we need to discern different kind of love.
哦，那个哥林多前书十三章那里谈到爱的真谛。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about the truth of love.
哦，有一句话说爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
So there's a saying that love is about righteousness and also truth.
所以爱永远是与不义切割的，不喜欢不义。
So love is always the opposite of unrighteousness.
不对的不能爱。
Anything that is wrong that you cannot love.
我们的爱要在真理里面，那才是真实的爱。
And love must be in truth, so that it's so-called true love.
好，我们看回讲义。
Let's return to our
最后一段第三段
，and the last section
彼此相爱的结果
，and the end results of loving one another
从十九节到二十四节
，and it's right from verse 19 to 14
十九节
，verse 19
从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。二十节。我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切是没有不知道的。二十一节。
Verse 21.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。二十二节，并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令。行他喜悦的事。二十三节。
23.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。二十四节。
Verse 24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。 我们所以知道神住在我们里面，是因他所赐给我们的圣灵。这一段就谈到彼此相爱的结果。
So over here it talks about the result of loving one another.
第一个结果。
And the first result.
啊，知道我们是属真理的。
And by this we know that we are of the truth.
哦，所以十九节接续十八节嘛，哈。
So verse 19 is in continuation of verse 18.
这里说从此就知道我们是属真理的。
And by this we know that we are of the truth.
哦，啊，既然我们是属真理的。
And since we are of the truth,
哦，我们的心在神面前就可以安稳。
And before the Lord, we can be assured.
哦，我们的心很清楚。
And our heart is more than clear.
到底对不对，哦，心很清楚。
Whether the things that we believe in is correct or wrong, that we know.
不对的事情，哦，诶，虽然人家不知道，哦，我们暗中做的，但是我们会心里不安。
Anything that is hidden, that we do not know, but yet we can feel that something is wrong.
哎，特别哦，晚上夜深人静的时候。
Specifically when it's dark at night.
哎，那个心跳嘣嘣嘣嘣，哎，都听得到了。
Sometimes it's so silent that you can even hear your own heartbeat.
哎，我们的心都在自责了。
And our heart is always rebuking ourselves.
啊，如果哦，啊，一个还有良心的人。
And a person who has conscience.
他会知道啊，我错了。
And he will know that he has done something wrong.
你看我良心不安。
And I don't feel good in my conscience.
我的心在责备我自己耶。
And my heart is actually rebuking myself.
哦，啊，如果我们是属真理的。
And if we are of the truth.
那我们的心在神面前是可以安稳的啦。
And our heart will be assured before the Lord.
就是问心无愧啦。
Because there's nothing that we'll feel guilty about.
我们看《使徒行传》二十三章第一节。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter.
使徒行传二十三章第一节。
Chapter 23, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
保罗定睛看着公会的人说：“弟兄们，我在神面前行事为人，都是凭着良心，直到今日。”这是保罗行事为人的准则。
So this is the rule and also principle that Paul has held.
不管是在人面前，神面前。
Regardless, it's before men or before God.
他说他都凭着良心做事，直到如今。
He said, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day.
过去是这样，现在也是这样。
This is what I do in the past, and this is what I do now.
以后也是这样。
And this is as well what I do in the future.
好，所以哦，我们要凭着良心做事。
Therefore, we have to do things in all good conscience.
我们的心在神面前就不会责备我们的啦。
And before the Lord, our heart will never be condemned.
我们的心就可以安稳了。
And we'll feel assured.
好，继续看二十四章的十六节。
Let's skip to
使徒行传。
Book of Acts, chapter 24, 24
章16节
verse
16. 16节，我因此自己勉励，对神对人长存无愧的良心，用良心啊行事为人。
So, to practice, your deeds with good conscience.
哦，这样哦，我们的良心才会无愧。
Then your conscience. Will be without offense towards God.
哦，所以我们要学习保罗。
So we have to learn from Paul.
哦，也用哦，啊，时常哦，来自己勉励自己。
And also to serve as a self-encouragement.
哦，对神对人长存无愧的良心。
So they will have a conscience without offense towards God and men.
哦，那以后我们就可以哦，无愧见主面。
And this is how in the future we will see God without. Any offense.
哦，我们的祷告就能蒙神的应允。
And our prayers will be accepted by God.
因为我们行神所喜悦的事情。
Because we do things that is so pleasing to God.
我们就知道神，我们住在神里面。
And then we know that as long as we dwell in the Lord.
啊，神也住在我们里面。
And the Lord will dwell within us.
啊，以上做我们彼此的勉励。
And all above serve as a mutual encouragement.
好，最后我们一起来祷告。
And lastly, we'd like to pray.